missing fun and info. Benfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
Empty food, why our soil can no longer sustain health. Dr. Holly is training our new generation of doctors up in Portland, Oregon. We have Radio MD's expert analyst, as well as exercise physiologist, Melanie Cole, joining us today. And Melanie, have you heard this term, empty food, before?
I have heard that term, Dr. Weiss, and it's a little bit scary because you think that 50, 60, 70 years ago, the soil that we grew our food and our plants and things was so full of these nutrients that we were getting everything that we need. But now we've pesticide, antibiotics, we've taken everything out of the soil. It's almost got nothing in it, right?
Yeah, we do. And I have a lot of patients who, just on a quick sidelight, they'll retire. It's very big to retire in Panama and Ecuador and these countries. I don't know if that's happened in where you live, but for my patients, they're priced efficiently, but they build these gardens in Forum with their house. So they literally retire and garden. That's what they do there. And it's volcanic soil. It's untouched. It's never been over-farmed. And when they come back to see me, they are thinner. They're healthier. They are shinier. They're not taking any supplements because they don't need it. They're like, should I take my multi? I'm like, you're a living multi. You're pulling it out of the soil. So you can really see the difference. And we've known for a while, like you were saying, Melanie, we've known for a while our soil was depleting. In 1936, our government was interested very much in our minerals and our nutrients and preventions of disease in 1936. The U.S. Senate was presented with results of a scientific study it had commissioned on the mineral content of our food. The result demonstrated that many human ills could be attributed to the fact that American soil, this is 1936, the American soil no longer provided the plants with mineral elements which are so essential to human nourishment and nutritional health. 1936. And do you know what magazine it was in?
What magazine?
Cosmopolitan.
I didn't even know it was going back in 1936.
I think it's a different Cosmo. It's got to be, right?
I wouldn't know. I bet they're not having the same kind of covers that we've got now. Boy. So tell us about the soil. What, you know, you mentioned Panama and people retiring there, but, you know, I've always heard that even things like tofu and our soy products are so not, you know, we're not supposed to eat too much. Soy grows, you know, estrogen, phytoestrogen. But in Japan and such, where they do, is their soil still better because they're eating the soy products there and they're not coming up with the cancers we have?
Well, one thing again is they get so many minerals from the ocean there, and ocean minerals are real bioavailable. We live with a big flat part of our country sort of in the middle, sort of like the Russians have Ukraine. We have our Midwest where it can be done over and over. The advantage in Japan is it's an island. And so the sea vegetables and the sea plants are constantly bringing this stuff up. Now they're paying the price for it, though. With the radiation, guess what they're eating? That iodine, that radioactive iodine, is being uptaken into plants and are having all sorts of problems. So they can pay a price for that same cycle as well with their Fukushima reactor problem. But because they have that rebuilding, now Europe handles this very differently. Their governments, France, Germany, and the Benelux countries, are just right on the soil. They know the minerals, the nutrients, the way they replenish. It is of vital importance. When you're in France, the bread, the French bread, is gray. It's not white. It's gray because of the mineral content, and it's regulated there. It is regulated to a T. In America, all we regulate is how much pesticides and how much GMO. It's just ridiculous what's going on.
So should we be testing our soil? Dr. Weiss, I mean, if we grow a garden, I mean, do you take a piece of that soil and send it off somewhere to be tested to see if it's got, because I grow vegetables. I want to know if they're growing good or not.
I think you have to assume that if your soil's been used a lot, that it's just efficient. I don't think testing it is going to do a good job, and it's cost prohibitive. But the first thing we have to do is stop being in denial. Meaning that the CDC came out, Melanie, they said only 10% of Americans are deficient in nutrients, which is just absolutely ludicrous. When in 1936, 99% of the American people were deficient in minerals, and minerals that can help prevent disease. So you're telling me, government, that in 1936, 99% of us were deficient, but all of a sudden now only 10% of us have, when our soil's depleted. We know that our chromium content in our soils decreased 300% since the 1920s and 30s. We know magnesium, we know all of these minerals are depleting. And what conditions are we seeing? Chromium's related to diabetes. Boom, diabetes explodes. We see magnesium depleting. What kind of things are related to magnesium? High blood pressure, heart problems, boom, it explodes. And yeah, there's other reasons. I mean, driving through drive-thrus for meals and, you know, food-like substances instead of food is absolutely the majority of the problem. But we can't dodge the mineral nutrient content. I think we have to start by assuming, Melanie, that you cannot get the nutrients and vitamins from the food. And that has to be passed on. How we are not, we're willing to give kids milk in school, but why can't we give them a multivitamin in school?
Well, so now you have a child, I have children, I give my kids multivitamins, and what else can we do? I mean, there's these Megma powders, there's, you know, different things. What can we do to get those macronutrients back into our diet?
Well, I really like the green powders. I do. And I don't standardly use multivitamins because it takes a good stomach to break that down and absorb them. Kids do fine with them. They break them down. They utilize them. But I'll use an all-active B vitamin. If you look at Radio MD blog, we're going to have that up in the next couple days. You can look and see what the active B vitamins are called. So we can have that for you. Get to the website and look at it. But an all-active B vitamin thing. But I like the green powders because, as a cardiologist, to me, fiber is also a necessary nutrient. And fiber is not sexy, but with a green powder, you are getting listed exactly the amount of Bs and minerals and antioxidants you're getting. So you know you can meet those values. But on the other side of that, you're also getting fiber, and that fiber is going to help bind up excess cholesterol, the nasty cholesterol stuff, you know, the bad cholesterol, so your liver can make good, fresh cholesterol that you need for your brain and body. So I think...
What do we do with the green powders? I mean, a lot of people hear these, they see them at the stores. What do you do with it?
You mix it, you make it taste good. Because some of them, let me tell you, some of them taste like you just put your mouth on a lawnmower. It's not pretty. It is. And others of them taste pretty good. I don't like stevia, so I found one that doesn't have stevia in it, and I like it. Or I'll use one that has no sweetener in apple juice.
I would like the kind with no sweetener as well, because I don't like stevia or these other sweeteners either. So what do? You put it in with apple juice?
Yeah, apple juice, a cold apple juice, cuts the greens real well. In fact, the one that I use uses an apple powder for sweetening. So the apple powder kind of acts like you just add water and it becomes more of an apple juice. But a cold apple, that's why if you've ever had a blended green drink, they'll always have apple in there. Apple cuts that intensity of the green, and it just makes the texture better. It just makes the texture work nice and easy. So a cold apple juice with a green powder, but it starts with understanding that we will not even look, you organic folks out there, you're as bad as everybody else. Because look, we think, oh, I eat organic, I'm getting all the nutrients I need. No, organic does not mean you are guaranteed nutrients. You've got to get the green powders and the multis and take them to supplement your diet.
Well, so really the best information here is those, we have to start with the assumption that our soil is lacking. It does not have the nutrients that we need, which is making us as a nation vitamin deficient. You can read Dr. Weiss's blog on the active B vitamins and how you really need them, what you really need. But to sum it up, you do need your multi and the green powders. And you can try and make them taste good, mixing them with apple juice, making them even for your kids, because that's how you're going to get those nutrients just that way to stay healthy. You're listening to It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Decker Weiss, and stay well.